The Postal Service is struggling to climb out of an $8 billion deficit. Part of its solution is to close nearly 3,700 retail offices by early next year. USPS's Vice President for Delivery and Post Office Operations, Dean Granholm, presented the plan by saying the current network of post offices is outdated.
We would prefer to rebuild our network to serve customers with convenience by offering products where they shop, where they work, and where they live.
About 3,000 outlets do little more than sell stamps. Granholm says the foot traffic is so light that employees have little to do.
We have employees waiting around for customers to come into their lobby with 2 hours or less of work when almost nearly all of these operate at 8 hours per day.
The list includes those offices and others that are near larger and more popular facilities. But just because an office is on the list doesn't mean it will definitely close. It's just being reviewed at the local level, says Granholm.
We will go through a comprehensive review process that will get input from our employees, from our customers, from the stakeholders involved, and ensure that we're making the right decision.
USPS is hopeful that this process will be more successful than past measures. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe.
If you think about what we've done in the past, it's been this. We've gone in and acted or reacted when a local post office either has lost a lease or the building was shut down for some reason, an act of God, and then on a spur of a moment, we've made some decision. This is a complete different approach.
The review is expected to take about 4 months. Then some post offices will merge. Others may be replaced by corner stores and shops selling stamps and mailing packages. The key, Donahoe says, is that customers would not lose access to postal services.
We've got a very well laid out plan, and we've made sure that we've communicated it. And I think that we'll be successful in making these changes. The key thing is our finances are in such tough shape. We've got to make some of these changes.
The restructuring could affect up to 5,000 workers. Associations and unions representing them oppose the plan. Decisions to close any post offices could be appealed to the Postal Regulatory Commission. And in the past, members of Congress have stepped in to save their local post offices from closure. But Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says this time is different.
I think Congress is very appreciative in the fact that we're putting out options for people. And it's not just close and leave a community. We will not do that. You know, our responsibility is to provide access for customers. And I think that as we laid out the concepts with Village Post Office, that resounds true because Congress is no different than us. I mean, they're looking at what's the best way to provide services to the American public within the tax monies that we collect. So, you know, we're doing the same thing.
He says he's gotten a good response on Capitol Hill. California Congressman Daryl Issa heads the House Oversight Committee that oversees the Postal Service. He issued a statement calling the plan a move in the right direction, but says more drastic changes are needed. The Postal Service is running about $8 billion in the red this year. It hopes Congress will approve moves to end Saturday deliveries and to regain some of the money it says it overpaid to federal health care and pension systems. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.